دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community with Debbie Amini.
بخیر شنوندگان عزیز رادیو ایران، امیدوارم که حال همگی شما خوب باشه و آماده شنیدن برنامه امروز که به منظور معرفی یکی از نامزدها در انتخابات پیش رو در ناحیه بیورلی هیلز در نظر گرفته شده باشید. من دبی امینی هستم و در این برنامه از سری برنامه های دنیای ما، جامعه ما، میزبان جنسا لاووا، یکی از کاندیداهای شورای آموزش و پرورش مدرسه یه بیورلی هیلز، بیورلی هیلز یونیفاید سکول دیستریکت بورد آف ایژوکیشن هستم. سلوگن و یا شعار کمپین ایشون No Child Left Behind و هدفشون بهبود شرایط به نفع والدین، دانش آموزان و آموزش هست، دور از بروکراسی و تشریفات اداری مفرد. جنسا لاووا، welcome and thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, before I talked to you, I always thought that your last name is Lavois. As a matter of the fact, I talked to a few other candidates about you, and everybody was referring to you as Lavois. So I'm glad that we had that conversation, and I just want to let everybody know that if they see Lavois anywhere, it's you. If they want to know their candidates, they see your picture or flyers anywhere, it's the same candidate that you're talking to today.
Thank you. Yes, and it's French, and it means the voice.
Yes, the meaning is the same.
Yes, exactly. Le voix, meaning the voice.
Very good, very good. So, Miss Lavoie, what problems do you see in Beverly Hills school districts these days?
Failing academic scores, fiscal mismanagement, crumbling special education program, and the politicization and sexualization of the curriculum.
Wow. And you're planning to take care of all these problems if you get elected?
Well, my platform is math, hard academics. So math proficiency in Beverly Hills is at 61%. It has been declining for the last 7 years. When I first announced my candidacy last year, it was at 64%. It's now at 61%. So that's not very good. And on a world stage, you know, the United States is ranked 36 in math out of 79 countries participating in a program for international student assessment. We're below even third world countries. So this is a real serious problem that I think all parents and all Americans should take seriously. So if I'm elected, I will advocate for results-oriented math reforms and, you know, make sure, like, work with the administration, the school, and say, you know, we need to take a look at the curriculum. We need to look at are they trained properly? You know, we need to solve this problem because it's a serious problem.
I agree. So as of now, you really don't know why this decline happened. You think it could be the curriculum or it could be the teachers or... After you get elected, then you're going to look into it and see how this problem started, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I'm trained in applied behavioral analysis. I've worked with children with special needs for the last 14 years as a behavioral therapist. So I have worked one-on-one with children for over a decade with special needs primarily. And, you know, they've had the curriculum that's the main curriculum that's used is Common Core for the math curriculum. And I'm just not a fan of that curriculum. And that's something I would definitely, I've noticed students get very frustrated with it. I know teachers, they're frustrated because it's difficult to teach. So that's something I would definitely want to look into and see how we can, you know,
fix this.
What we can do, yeah.
Did you grow up in Beverly Hills yourself or France?
No, I actually grew up in Orange County, born and raised in California, but I grew up in Orange County. I have lived Beverly Hills adjacent for the last 4 years and in the city for over a year now. So I'm new to the community.
Very interesting. So I don't think you have yourself any students at Beverly Hills District, right?
Correct. Okay. I do look forward to having children of my own in the future. I am single. I don't have, you know, children yet.
Okay.
And I think that's a valuable asset because I have time and energy to be fully invested if I'm elected on the board. And I've heard parents share with me that when they have voiced concerns to the principal, to the administration, in regards to, you know, their concerns with some of the curriculum, they were dismissed and their children, you know, were penalized.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's something I bring to the table, that I don't have children in the district, and that can be a valuable asset because I'm totally free to speak freely and stand my ground and advocate for parents. You know, I'm pro-parent, pro-student, pro-academics, anti-bureaucracy. So I really, my goal is to advocate for the parents to have a voice and a say.
I agree, actually. This is a good point that it could be beneficial because you're going to have more time to attend to these problems and fix them. But at the same time, how are you planning to be with the parents and hear their voice?
I have built rapport with parents over this last year, and I've listened to them and heard their concerns, and that's actually how I created my campaign platform, is based on the feedback I received from parents.
Mm-hmm.
So I will just continue to grow and develop those relationships.
Okay, very good. But do you have any specific... I remember when I was interviewing Mrs. Bossy, who has been a mayor and also a council member of Beverly Hills. She used to have this walk like once a week or something with Beverly Hills residents. Or I don't know, some of them give their cell phone number out, or they say, I'm going to be at this place every week or once a month, and you guys can come and reach out to me if you need me. Do you have anything in your future plans to be in direct contact with the parents of the Beverly Hills school districts?
Well, currently I am very accessible. I have my cell phone number and all my campaign materials, and people can reach out to me directly. Parents can reach out. If I'm elected, I do believe there are certain protocols that board members are legally obligated to follow in terms of, you know, communication. You know, there's a certain protocol to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not, I don't want to say something and, you know, speak on it if I don't know.
I see. No, I understand.
I will be as open as I possibly can with parents, and because, you know, that is one of my main platforms, is that I am pro-parent.
Very good. I understand. You know, a good number of students in Beverly Hills are from Persian families, and that's why actually it's a pleasure to have you today with us in the studio and having this interview. Persian people don't like to go to school when it's Persian holiday, especially Nowruz. It's the new year and everybody stays home and celebrates. And as far as I know, for the past several years, that day has been observed. And they were allowed to stay home. Actually, I think the school in Beverly Hills was closed. Are you planning to honor that and keep the school closed on New Year's? Persian New Year, actually, on Nowruz, I should say.
That's a great question. I believe 60% of residents are Persians. So, and I believe the majority of students in the Unified Beverly Hills Unified School District are Persian. And I will absolutely... actually, a board member, their main job is to advocate for the students and also to advocate for the values of the community. So that I will absolutely support the Persian community celebrating their new year and having the school, you know, be closed.
So I have the same question about Jewish holidays, because I think they also have Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. You know, we just passed these high holidays. I think the Beverly Hills School District is closed on those days. What about those?
Yes, it's currently closed, and it's titled on the school calendar, local holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually something that I would advocate to change. I believe it was over a year ago, the board at that time they voted to remove Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur from the school calendar, and they replaced it with local holiday. And I would like to bring those holidays, the names back, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I think it's very important considering most students are Jewish. And this, the same thing would go for the Persian New Year. I think that's important to honor those holidays and to have that be a part of the calendar.
Thank you so much. So with the exact name, not just calling it a random holiday.
Yes. Yes. I think it's very disrespectful, honestly, that the board voted, who majority of board members at that time were Jewish, and they voted to remove Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and replace it with local holiday. I think that's disrespectful. I'm a Christian. I'm not Jewish, but I think it's very disrespectful to the community. And I would advocate to bring those names back, as well as the Persian New Year.
Very good. Sounds good to me. Your slogan is "No Child Left Behind." I personally always thought that's meant for less fortunate areas of the town where children can't achieve their academic goals due to financial hardship, lack of, let's say, good nutrition, not being able to afford private tutoring, things like this. But in Beverly Hills, obviously financial hardship shouldn't be a problem. So how does it make sense that your slogan is "No Child Left Behind"?
The history of that, it actually comes from Blue Ribbon Schools representing academic excellence. So it is actually not associated with children who are socioeconomically disadvantaged. It represents academic excellence for all children, so mm-hmm. that all children have equal opportunity to achieve their goals and excel. Mm-hmm. Blue Ribbon Schools. Actually, we have a Blue Ribbon School in the Beverly Hills Unified School District, and on the outside of the campus, on the wall, it says "No Child Left Behind," a Blue Ribbon School. So that's why I chose that, because my goal is to move away from the politicization of our schools and just focus on the stellar academic scores, academic excellence.
Very good. So what you mean by "No Child Behind" is the academic excellence that, as you said, like the math area that is declining these past few years.
Yes. Okay. And special education, the special education program is crumbling. The Beverly Hills Unified School District, the percentage of students enrolled in the special education program is at 12.9%. compared to the statewide average of 10.7%. So it is significantly higher. And a review done in 2018 of the special education program at Beverly Hills found that the teachers and staff had limited to no training in special education. It found an issue with position controls, which is an essential tool for budgeting. It also found that they had no classes for children with mild to moderate disabilities, and it found fiscal mismanagement. So, you know, I care deeply about special education, as I work with children for over 14 years, and this is definitely something I will advocate for, to make sure the students and staff have proper training, make sure we're using the most current research-based methods, and most definitely monitor the position controls to make sure we are managing the money properly.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm glad I asked that question. So I think that means that if a child needs extra help more than the other children, it needs to be provided by school and as part of the responsibility of the school staff, rather than parents themselves going out of their way to hire somebody, pay extra to take care of their children, whether it's tutoring for academic achievements, or sometimes I think it's called a shadow, if they need a yeah. shadow to be with them to help them out.
Yes, and that is something that is legally it's mandatory for the state to provide to each child. Uh-huh. You know, So
very good.
But it's definitely the special education is something that it needs improvement. It needs to be improved. And so I'm the only candidate to talk about this, to talk about special education.
You said you're the only candidate. How many candidates are running for this position anyways?
5 total, including myself.
Okay.
And there are 2 positions open, 2 seats open. The election is November 8th, and so residents of Beverly Hills, they can vote for up to 2 candidates.
Very interesting. So out of 5, 2 are going to be elected and 3 will not, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, very good. I think the ballots are out, right? Or pretty soon?
Yes, the sample ballots are out, and some residents may have already received their mail-in ballot. If people want to vote in person, they can go November 8th down to the City Hall in Beverly Hills.
Very good. On the ballot, just in case they want to vote by mail, is your name there? Is this one of those things that they have to write in, or they can easily find you? Do you want to help our audience members to find out your name if they're interested in voting for you?
Yes, Janessa Lavoie, and I can spell it out, Janessa Lavoie, Lavoice, and I will be on the ballot. And if residents who have received their sample ballot, I have my candidate statement in that sample ballot that they can read, and if they would like to, know more about my stance on the issues.
Very good. We have a few more minutes. Is there anything else that you would like to add to this interview?
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to share with your audience that I am the only candidate, I believe, to take a stance on critical race theory, which is currently being taught in the BHUSD district as under the guise of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I oppose it. And the reason why I oppose this teaching is because this teaching aims to divide children into oppressed and oppressor groups based on the color of their skin, sexual orientation, socioeconomic status. And I don't support that. I support teaching students to judge each other by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And this is, back to what I was saying earlier about the politicization of our schools, the politicization of our curriculum. And the superintendent, the current superintendent, he, based on where he's chosen to allocate funds or in initiatives he's proposing, he's made it very clear that he's more interested in pushing politically trendy issues than focusing on the failing academic scores. And that is something that I've been, very vocal about, because I understand that when you politicize curriculums and you for curriculum that will sexualize children, it is very damaging to their developmental, to development in brain, and it's not going to help them achieve their goals.
I agree. There's also an issue that is increasing every year, and that's the use of the abuse of alcohol and drugs in students. It used to be only high schools, but now it's unfortunately middle school and sometimes even elementary schools. In your power, if you are elected, is there something you can do about this?
You know what? Thank you for asking that question. It's a very concerning issue right now. And tonight, actually, at the board meeting, they are discussing it. They're discussing fentanyl. And I know that's a growing concern in our community and in all school districts. I would definitely collaborate with the administration and the superintendent and my fellow board members, if elected, and come up with, a strategy and a plan and how we can empower students and protect students from substance abuse. And one of my solutions, one of my platforms is actually the arts. I classically trained in ballet. I was a professional ballet dancer many years ago. And I understand how important it is for children to have access to quality and quantity art programs, such as dance, fine arts, music, theater. Not only does it help with their cognitive development, but it helps with their verbal SAT scores, math and reading, and it keeps them busy, gives them a purpose. You know, I grew up as a young girl and I was in the ballet studio 6 days a week in ballet class, rehearsing for performances, and I believe that's a very healthy outlet to provide students with so that they have a place to go instead of, you know, having too much free time when they're, and then that's when, you know,
thank you.
Drugs, substance abuse can come in.
Very good. We came to the end of today's program. I have to say goodbye. I have to thank you first for dedicating your time and being with us today. And then, یک بار دیگه خدمتون عرض میکنم شنوندگان عزیز که مهمان برنامه امروز خانم جنسا لاووا بودن که ایشون کاندیدای شورای آموزش و پرورش Beverly Hills Unified School District Board of Education هستن و اگر که در این ایریا زندگی میکنید و دوست دارید که به ایشون رأی بدید میتونید در انتخابات پیش رو رأی خودتون رو برای ایشون ابلاغ بکنید. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. شنوندگان عزیز تا برنامه آینده روز خوش و خدا نگهدار.